So I'm super, super, super excited about today. My word for the day is super. Can you say super? All right, I'm super excited today because we are kicking off the second book in our message series that I have titled Summer Reads. And if you've been here at all, what I'm attempting to do this summer is to put some great reads into your hands, some great books. Summer often finds many of us with a little bit more time on our hands. And instead of sitting in front of the drug with a plug, I want to encourage you to get into some books and to do some reading and to develop and deepen your relationship with God. And so we did our first book the last 4 weeks, and today we are jumping into this next book that is simply titled Talking with God by Adam Weber. The book looks like this, and I want to encourage you, if you have not stopped by the table in our lobby and picked up this book to read it, I want to encourage you to do that. I'm selling this book for $15. I'm not making any profit on it, but I want to get this book into your hands because we're going to use this book for today and for the next 3 weeks to talk about talking with God. And I am thoroughly 100% fully convinced that every single one of us in here, without exception, needs to know how to pray better. Some of us in here don't know how to pray at all. Some of us are like seasoned prayer warriors, and we've been praying all of our life. Some of us have attended church, and just the mere fact that I say that we might not know how to pray, you're like, wow, he just described me. Because I've been in church, and man, I grew up and everybody talked about prayer. I've been in church and they prayed in church. If you grew up in a traditional church, you remember there was the silent prayer, the pastoral prayer, and the Lord's Prayer. Some of you remember those? That you'd find yourself during the silent prayer just sitting there and wondering how much time you have before the pastor starts praying. And then we get to the pastoral prayer. Man, you got that one down, right? You got the Lord's Prayer, you got it down. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Boom. Do I not get an applause? Just kidding. No, don't. And we never thought about those words that we said. Because we never really thought in great depth about what prayer is. And this book is going to help us. It is going to help lead us in this journey of both discovering and deepening and helping us to understand how we talk with God. And we're going to kick that off today. But I want to kind of kick that off by just asking you a few questions. We're doing a small group, a grow group on Sunday mornings. I'm leading it. We're in the fellowship hall. And we're just talking about what we're reading. And so I would invite you, any of you who want to join, if you're only here once over the next couple weeks, or if you're here every week, I would love for you to come. All we're doing is reading the book, and I'm asking you some questions. And today, I think I had some good questions to ask you. And we had some good discussion. And we started off by me asking you these questions. What was prayer like in your home growing up? Did you at every meal say something like, give us this day our daily, no, didn't say that one. You might have said, God is great, God is good, God, we thank you for this food, amen, right? If you wanted to get backhanded, you said over the teeth and through the gums, look out stomach, here it comes, amen. You might have done something like that, right? You might have prayed in church. But were you ever encouraged to pray on your own? You might remember laying down in bed. I'm not sure if I did this, but just even thinking about it sometimes just scares me. Because I remember, I think, laying in bed, doing that. Let's see if you remember it. Now I lay me down to, I pray the Lord my soul to, if I should, oops. Before I wake, I pray this, Lord, my soul to. Did that scare anybody else? You're like, I don't want to pray that. I don't want my soul to, I don't want to die, right? I mean, but we didn't talk about it. I know that I didn't look at my mom or dad and say, what was that prayer about? We just prayed it, I think. I don't know if I'm just too old and don't remember, or if I just wanted to push that out of my memory because it scared me. But what was prayer like in your house? In ours, we prayed before meals, sometimes. but never in public. It just wasn't something you did back then. And we just never really, in a sense, prayed. What about you? Did you pray in your house? What was it like? Did you have rote prayers? Did you read a devotional and then do a written prayer? Maybe nothing. Maybe that a lot of you are like me, just didn't pray much growing up. If someone were to ask you, what is prayer? You might be thinking, I'm so glad you asked that question because I have no idea. Or you might be thinking, well, it's the title of that book. It's just talking with God. And I might say, well, so how do you do that? And then you get quiet and be like, well, I'm kind of not really sure. So how would you answer that? What is the most difficult thing when it comes to prayer? We had some great discussion this morning. How do you do it? What language should you use? Do you need to revert back to King James? Vowels, fours, whereofs. You need to talk that way. Are there things that you pray for and other things you don't pray for? We talked about things like, am I bothering God? Like, how many of you saw the movie Bruce Almighty, right? Do you remember when Bruce, like, he got to play God, and, like, he heard everybody praying at the same time? Maybe some of you are like, well, this is so minimal, so inconsequential. I'm not really going to, like, I want to bother God with that one. Maybe some of you just, like, pray all the time. You do that 1 Thessalonians 5:17 that says, pray without ceasing, or always be prayerful. Prayerful, or keep on praying, depending on the translation you look at. What else did you get discouraged? Anybody not get an answer to something that you prayed about? Do I pray for the big things and the little things? Like, what do I do? Or maybe, just maybe, if we were really honest, we'd be like, I don't even know where to start. I don't even know how to do it. I don't even know if God's going to listen. I don't even know if I, who represent 1 out of 7 billion people on the face of the planet today, does God even want to hear from me? Here's the good news. He does. He wants to hear from you. He wants to abide with you. He wants to be in this relationship with you. And prayer is literally the door that opens up our relationship with God. And so today and for the next several weeks, we're going to talk about that. We're going to look at what is prayer, what is talking with God, how do we do that, what does it look like. And so today, we're just going to be really foundational. I'm not going to answer all the questions that you have for today, or even about prayer. But what I hope today will be to be kind of you're walking up on the doorstep, and maybe by the time we get done with this message, you might take a step inside the door of prayer, because I'm going to invite you to pray today. And hopefully, by the end of our time together today, you might have a way to begin to do that. But I'll tell you right now, there's no formula. Yes, Jesus helps us to understand how to pray. When the disciples asked him how we should pray, and he says, pray this way, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. And he does that. But that's not the only way to pray. That prayer is more for us to understand the fullness and the wholeness of who God is and how we can approach God and how we can be in relationship with God. Because most of what we do in that prayer are relational concepts. And so that helps us to see that the Lord's Prayer is about relationship. And so if you don't have a formula for prayer, that's okay. You might actually be one up because you don't know how to do it. But I hope, and my prayer has been for this series, that when we get this 4 weeks done, that all of us, without exception, would be a little bit stronger in our prayer life, would be a little bit bolder in our prayer life, would be a little bit more confident in our prayer life, would be a little bit more consistent in our prayer life. And so we're going to jump right in, because we're going to look at what is the very first question. What is prayer? It is the title of this book, Talking with God. Prayer is talking with God. It is being in a relationship with God where we use words. And all words are okay, because God's big enough to handle all of our words. And so prayer, first and foremost, is just talking with God. I mean, look at some of the things that we know about God from Scripture. I have put just a few Scripture verses there because I want us to understand more who this God is, who has revealed himself to us, who wants us to talk to him. We see things like John 14:6, where Jesus says, "I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me." That's his invitation. We often read that as an exclusion, but that is actually a grand invitation. That God invites us to be in a relationship with him. In John 15:5, Jesus says, "Yes, I am the vine and you are the branches." Can you say branches? Branches. What happens if a branch is broken from the vine? It dies, right? But he says, "I am the vine, you are the branches." He's talking about a relationship that he wants to have with us. "You are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing." So he's saying, I who am the way and the truth and the life, I want to offer you that. But to do that, you got to be connected to me. Just like the vine has to be connected to the branches for the branches to live and to produce fruit, you have to be connected to me. And he's saying, I want to do that with you. We do not have a God who says, "I don't have time for you." We have a God who says, "I have all eternity for you. Because you, by the way, you were a thought in my heart before you were even created. And I want to be with you. I want to have a relationship with you. I want you to choose me. And so I'm going to give you all these ideas that who I am. I'm the connection to life itself. And I want so desperately for you to be connected to me." So he tells us that. And then we see this amazing verse in John 15:15-16. Where Jesus says, "I no longer call you slaves, because a master doesn't confide in his slaves. Now you are my friends." You might want to circle that in your bulletin because that's for you. Can you say "my friends"? He says, you are my friends. "Since I have told you everything the Father told me." Now, while I was preparing this message, not preparing, reviewing, because I do work on this ahead of time. Well, I was reviewing it this morning, and I was looking at these verses, and I was just once again praying over what I'm going to talk about, and look at this. And I read John 15:15, and I looked at, my eyes kept moving, and I'm like, I forgot something. Because look what verse 16 says, "You didn't choose me, I chose you." He wants to be our friends, and he's like, "I chose you. I chose you to be my friend." That's who he is. So he's chosen us to abide with him, to let him be our vine, so we might discover the truth, so we might live in abundance. We gotta be super excited about that. And he wants to have a relationship with us. Now the challenge that we have is that we have other verses like this from Isaiah 6:3 that says, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of heaven's armies. The whole earth is filled with his glory." We might look at that verse and say, "I am so unworthy to even come before you." Here's the good news. You are. But it doesn't matter, because Jesus showed us how we are worthy. And we are all invited. So we live in this tension of he is our friend, but he is also holy. That means he is our friend, but he is powerful. He is sovereign. He can do exceedingly abundantly and immeasurably more than we could possibly imagine. He's the one who created everything. We just sang about how indescribable he is. He put the stars in the sky and the plants in the ground. And our God is amazing. And he says, "I want to be your friend." J.L. Packer, who is one of the most amazing theologians, says it this way. He says, "We do not make friends with God. God makes friends with us." In other words, what he's saying is God takes the initiative. God takes the initiative to be friends with us. Who's your best friend? You got one? Might be your spouse. Might be a best friend who's if you're a guy, that's another guy, or a gal, it's another gal. Like, do you remember when that person said, "Will you be my friend?" Do you remember saying that to somebody? "Will you be my friend?" One of the things Adam Weber says in his book is, he says, you know, there's almost nothing comparable to that, is there? When somebody says, "Will you be my friend?" And God says that to us. He takes the initiative and he says, "I want you to be my friend. Yes, I am God, I am holy, I am powerful, I am sovereign, I am all that, but you're my friend." Now, I don't know about you, that's the kind of friend I want. Because that's the friend that Scripture says he will never leave us or forsake us. That's the kind of friend that the Scriptures say he is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. He is the friend that is always for us. The Apostle Paul says, "Who can be against us? Not our God." Because he is always with us. And so the first foundational thing that we see is that prayer is just simply talking to God. No formulas, no specific language, no check these things off, but it's talking to God like you would talk to your friend. Like, do you have a formula when you talk to your friend? Or do you just start talking? That's what God wants to do. He just wants us to talk to him. Because here's the second part of that equation, is that prayer is God talking to us too. That's why it's a relationship. So God doesn't want us to just talk to him, but he's like, hey, look here. I got some stuff to talk to you about too. And the stuff that he wants to talk to us about is who we are, created in his image, loved, forgiven, renewed, redeemed when we place our trust in him, empowered to live a life of fullness and joy. And so God wants to talk to us. It might be that he talks to us through that gentle nudge. You know that voice. You know that nudging where you're going in a certain direction and God's going, no. Or you're going in another direction and you know, it's like, it feels like the red carpet has been rolled out. And you're like walking in this place. You're going, man, I know this is where God wants me to be. Sometimes he nudges us. Sometimes he speaks through someone. As a matter of fact, I think that's one of the besides God's word, I think that's kind of the second way that God speaks to us the most. He places people in our lives that speak truth to us about who he is and who we are, that speak the right word to us when we know that we need to have the right word spoken to us. So I think God speaks to us. He talks to us through people. Now, I will tell you, you always have to trust what people tell you against Scripture. Because that is the primary way that God speaks to us, through his word. And God will never tell somebody else anything that's counter to what Scripture says. That's why everything in our lives is tested against Scripture. It is our authority in our lives. Nothing greater is God's word for us. But if you've ever really been in Bible study, like, haven't you been amazed how you're reading something in Bible study and you're like, that's like exactly where I am right now. And you might have read those verses over and over and over and over and over, maybe even had some of those like, I have no idea what that means. And then you're going through something in your life and you're like, that's what that means. See, God speaks to us through his word, through his whole word from beginning to end. We know that God speaks to us through our dreams. We see people all over the Mediterranean world right now today that are coming to faith in Jesus through their dreams. And actually, when you look at the Old Testament, you see that God really worked that way a lot as well. That God speaks to us through situations. God speaks to us through his world. God speaks to us in rest. maybe one of the things that somebody in here needs to hear today is you got to stop, because you're so busy and your world is so noisy that even though God's going, hey, like you can't hear him because the rock concert's going on. And you just got to get quiet and you got to listen and you got to dig into God's word so you can allow him to speak to you. Maybe some of you in here have never been a part of a Bible study or a small group, and so like you've never really gotten into God's word. And so maybe for you, one of the ways to begin experiencing hearing God talk to you is to come and be a part of one of our grow groups. Esther leads a prayer and study group at 9 o'clock in the morning. Mark and Susan lead one at 9 o'clock in the morning. I'm leading one at 9 o'clock in the morning. We have a men's group that meets Friday mornings from 6 to 7 a.m. We have a women's group that I'm going to tell you more about it during our announcements. It's kicking off this Tuesday night. That's going to. So we try to provide all these opportunities for us to not be consumers, but to be contributors. That we're in it so that we might discover who this God is, so that we can position ourselves in a posture to listen. Because not only are we able to talk with God, but he wants to talk to us. He wants to talk to us. So have you positioned yourself to hear the voice of God? In your busyness? In your intentionality? In your availability? In your priority, have you positioned yourself to hear from God? See, I think one of the challenges that we all get into, I think one of the difficulties that we do is when we pray, we're like, God, and we might do the, you're so great and you're so good, but we'll pray, God, I need, I want, please help, change this, do this. We have our list, right? Then we say amen, and we go on about our day. When God might be saying, hey, wait. Like, you talked. Can I talk now? Like, I have some cool stuff to tell you about. I have some things I want to show you. I have some things in my word I want to teach you. Hey, no, come back. Listen, I have some things for you, and they're good. Some of those things might be, let's like reorient you here. Other things might be like, come on, let's go. Yeah, let's go with this. Like, get all in. Stop putting your toes in the water. Jump in. He might be saying, I got this great plan for you. Let's get at it. But how many of us have not positioned ourselves to hear God talking to us? You have those friends, don't you? Where like, they don't stop talking. Do you have those friends? I have some people I know who I can put the phone down. I do put it on speaker so I can go, Like, and never get a word in. Come on, y'all got that right? Yeah. I think that's the way we get with God. I think God's going, and then we hung up. And he might even put you back on speed dial to do the auto callback. Say, hey, I'm not done with you. Like, can I talk now? But we get so busy. Because we're going to the next thing, and we're going to the next place, and we're thinking about the next idea. See, God, not only are we able to talk with him, he wants to talk with us. So, simple foundational things about prayer so far. Prayer is talking to God, and God talking to us. And now here, this is probably a super, say super, just want to make sure you're with me, super profound truth that we make so complicated. Sis, prayer is simple. It's simple. We just make it so hard. And again, I think for many of us, it's almost not our fault because nobody taught us that. Nobody said, hey, do you know you can just pray like this? God, work is not going well right now. And I don't know what direction you have for me. But God, would you just help? Would you just help me in this situation? I prayed that prayer in 1992. And God said, do I have something for you? And he called me into ministry. And I left my job, went to graduate school, miracle of all miracles, and here I am today. It's funny, Laura's giggling because Laura and I used to have this dialogue about who had the lowest SAT scores. It's me. But because have we positioned ourselves? Because it's just that simple. God, I don't know what to do. God, would you, sometimes the best prayer we can say is, God, help. But then look for the help. Don't try to do it on your own. Help. It's so simple. See, when we're talking with God, there's lots of different ways that we can do this. I want to just lay out what I think are some things that we see in Scripture, some ways that we can pray that maybe will just help you a little bit today, talking to God and listening to God, and maybe give you some permission. Maybe for some of you who didn't know how to do this before, or maybe for some of you who said, okay, you have to pray this way. Scripture doesn't say that. And maybe I'm just going to give you some freedom today of knowing how to pray. Because sometimes when we pray, we sing it. We sing it. Anybody else like ride to work in the morning and turn on the radio really loud, put the Christian radio station on, and you're like rocking, and you're just singing, and you look over, and the person's staring at you. And you just want to hold up a sign that says, Jesus loves you too. Because you're just rocking with God, right? It's like, this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice. I am giving you permission to sing. When we sing on Sunday mornings, we are declaring the greatness and good news of God. Even if you don't sing very well, sing out. It's one of the ways that we pray. Because when you think about the words that we're singing, we put them up here so that you can see and you're looking up when you're singing, because we should be looking up when we're singing, because we're declaring, we're praying. Sometimes in prayer, we kneel. We might even hold our arms out and we're like, God, I have so messed up. God, I confess to you, I was a jerk. God, I confess to you that I missed an opportunity. God, I confess to you that I said the wrong thing. I didn't say the right thing. God, would you forgive me? I lay myself before you. Sometimes when I pray, I just prostrate myself and lay on my floor in my office and be like, God, I am so sorry. Sometimes we kneel. Sometimes our kneel is in just reverence and awe when we think about the God who spoke everything into being. Revelation paints this picture of all the nations of the world falling down before God, arms lifted up, hands lifted high, just in prayer, in praise. For who God is. So sometimes we sing it, sometimes we kneel it, sometimes we whisper it. We're like in a difficult situation and we need discernment and wisdom and guidance, and I will often find myself going, God, would you just help? God, I don't know what to say. Give me the words to say. Give me some insight. Help me to know what I should ask. Help me guide me in what I should do here. Sometimes it's just a whisper. Sometimes it's with a colleague and we're going, God, would you help them? Because they might not be receptive yet to you being like, hey, you want to pray? So we can pray for them first. I know lots of people who are in the medical profession. My mom is one of those. She's retired. And she's told me before about the people that she prays for, and often those people aren't receptive, but she still prays for them anyways. And that's a good thing. So sometimes we whisper it. Sometimes we cry it. Because this side of eternity, life is hard. Jesus said in this life, we are going to have problems. It is going to be rough. Stuff is going to stink. It's not going to happen the way we want it to. We're going to pray and we're not going to get the answer that we want, and we don't understand that. And sometimes we just have to cry our prayers. You know what God does? He reaches down and puts his arms around us. And he's like, I gotcha. Just hold on. And I will tell you from personal experience, from some of us in here and from me personally, there are times where I'm holding on like, God, I am not going to let you go. And he says, that's okay. So sometimes we cry it. There's just something cathartic that happens when we release the emotions that are within us and give those over to God, who can take those things. And he might not fix those right now, this side of eternity, but he says, I'm with you. And that's good. Sometimes we talk our prayers. Man, I do that. When I'm driving to work or going to a meeting, I'll often just talk my prayers because, you know, when you drive, don't close your eyes. But, you know, it's just like I'm driving, I'm just talking my prayer. Or you know, I might be in relationship with somebody and we're praying about a situation and I might be looking right at them and I'm just like praying. And so sometimes we just talk because I'm talking to God because I am so ADD that if I don't talk out loud, I'm like, laundry's got to be done. The car's got to be washed. I got to do this. You know, like you've been there, you're like praying and all of a sudden like all this stuff zooms into your head. And you're like, oh God, I'm so sorry. I'm like, I'm supposed to be praying to you right now. Well, here's a clue, a help with your prayer. Do it out loud. And if you do it in your car, people next to you think you're singing, so it doesn't really make a difference. So maybe you just talk it out and it just helps and it guides you. Because isn't that what you do with a friend? You just talk, right? We talk and they talk, and that's the way it is with God. We'll talk and he'll talk. So sometimes we talk it out. I will tell you, I added one more this morning that sometimes we shout it. But all you got to do is read through the Psalms and discover that David did that all the time. He shouted out his prayers. And here's the good news. God's big enough to take all that. That we can just come before God exactly where we are and who we are. And God can take that and do immeasurably more than we could ever ask or imagine with it. So prayer is simple. We just make it so hard. We make it so complicated. And so the question that I have for you today, what do you want to say to God? What do you need to say to God? Thank you. I'm sorry. Forgive me. Forgive my past. Forgive my sin. Forgive that big mistake. Forgive my lying. God, I surrender. I give you control because I can't do this anymore. Maybe you just need to say, God, help, because your life is spiraling out of control. Be near me, God. God, I have a question. Are you really there? Do you have a plan for my life? God, do you really care? God, I believe. God, help my unbelief. Maybe you need to say to God, I have doubts. I don't know you. But I want to. Maybe you need to say today, God, I'm broken. I'm hurting. I'm lost. Maybe you need to say, God, I'm addicted. I'm empty. I'm done. Done trying this on my own. God, I'm lonely. God, will I ever get married? God, please fix my marriage. Help me to make good decisions, God. God, I feel like I'm just going through the motions. I need a job. God, save my daughter. Save my son. God, I'm stuck. God, I have cancer. God, I love you. What do you need to say to God? Because prayer is talking to God. And prayer is God talking to us. And it's just that simple. And so here's what I want to do this morning. I want to give you just a couple minutes to talk to God. We're just going to be really quiet. And maybe you just need to look up there, it says talking with God. Or you look down at your bulletin notes, it says, what do you want to say to God? What do you need to say to him? So we're just going to give you some time to do that, because God wants you to talk to him and he wants to talk to you. So this is a good place to start. So please, just like that whole list that I just read off, what did that list tell you? You can say anything. Let's just go to God. Let's just be in a state of prayer for a few minutes.